Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Every offseason, there are lists and debates about who the top 5 to 10 QBs are coming into the new NFL season. We actually will be doing ours, in the coming weeks. This year is no different, though. We have Cam Newton putting out his list, declaring his top 10 on his 4th and 1 podcast. His list, in order from 10 to 1, is Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert, CJ Stroud, Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff, Matt Stafford, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. Do y'all agree with this list and who should be taken off and replaced?
I think it's fair to put Baker there. You look at Baker's numbers and what he's been able to do with the Bucs, I could justify top 10. I could justify top 10.
What about Jalen?
Obviously, Jalen Hurts should be in the top 10. I'm trying to pull up the list so I can see who I feel should be taken off.
Sean, I want to hear your thoughts on it. How you? I guess you don't give a fuck about Cam.
I mean, Cam is one of my favorite players of all time, as you know.
Oh, here you go.
That was my guy. Well, you know it was. I mean, at the time at Carolina, saying, we had
say,
nothing.
Say what you want to say. Going. Don't give us
so
no
I love Cam as a player. As a reporter, he does what most of them do. They're just trying to get clicks. He know good and well what Jalen Hurts is. I think that he's mad at Jalen because Jalen said to him he can relate to him in that losing that Super Bowl, except for the crying part. Jalen kind of took a shot at him, so this is his shot back.
Because looking at the list, right? You know, Justin Herbert has no business being in the top 10. And like, if we're talking top 10 talented that hasn't done shit, yes, Justin Herbert should be there, but he hasn't done nothing. So you got to take him out.
He's the classic quarterback, like from playing the positions from a skill standpoint, than Jalen Hurts.
No, because he doesn't win any games. He doesn't win any games.
I'm not talking about winning games. Your point guard in basketball, you can recognize how other point guards get people involved, how good they are with being a point guard and doing what they do. Sometimes it doesn't result in wins, especially if they don't have a great team around them. Sometimes they're making the great plays, but they don't have the players to finish those plays. So you knowing that as a point guard and Cam looking at it from a quarterback standpoint, you don't think he could look at Herbert and he's a better quarterback.
Lou, the example you used was the perfect example. A point guard, a championship point guard, you can't get any higher than that. Your job is to get your teammates involved, get everybody up and ready to play. That's exactly what Jalen Hurts does.
You know how you can tell, Lou?
Because if you listen to his teammates talk, most of them reiterate the same thing that comes out of his mouth. If you hear them saying, "We're going to keep the main thing," the main thing that comes from him. And you see what that's translated to.
Spike, from a talented perspective, quarterback talent, Justin Herbert is greater than Jalen Hurts as a talent.
That's all I'm asking.
Okay. But we're talking about the 10 best quarterbacks in the league. We're not talking the 10 most talented quarterbacks in the league. Right. We're talking the best quarterbacks in the league. Jalen Hurts deserves to be on that list. He's been to multiple Super Bowls and won one. He deserves to be in the top 10 over Justin Herbert that has a losing record. And here's the thing, right? Hold on. Look, if we want to use an analogy, right, of two players, two great players, one of them didn't make the Hall of Fame, one did, right? One won a championship in his later years. He wasn't that guy. But they both took over similar situations, right? Stephon Marbury, Jason Kidd. They took over the same team. And the playmaker took them further than the score first point guard. Jalen Hurts is a score first point guard. He's not a guy that's going to set everybody up and, yo, I'm going to read the field and this, that, and the third. He's like, hey, look, I'm going to run the ball. I'm going to do the tush push. I'll get you the ball when I can get it to you. Hey, I may only throw 160-something and throw for a buck 20, but we won the game. And if because I have a great team, I have a great team. It is what it is, right? That's Stephon Marbury. Justin Herbert, even though he's not as great as Jason Kidd, is more a Jason Kidd. I'll dink and dunk. I'll throw the ball. I got big arm. I got all of this type of talent, but it hasn't manifested into anything. So if we're talking the 10 best in the league right now, you have to account for everything, including wins. And so for me, Justin Herbert could go. You replace him with Jalen Hurts. You move him up the list. I think he belongs at six where Jared Goff is. The other ones, I can put Matt Stafford ahead of Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, wow. Patrick
he's
Mahomes.
He's beat him three Lamar. Times. He's 3-0
look,
against
look,
him.
Look. I'm not saying that's where I would put him. I'm just saying you could justify the position, Shelton. We're not doing our list right now. We're talking about Cam's list. I'm just saying justifying, just moving his list around. You put in Jalen Hurts, put him at number six, and I could justify that. The rest
you,
of
you
it,
know what,
it
you know what's what funny. You know what's funny about this list, other than Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts has beat them all. That's what I think about the list. So that's why I really don't
care
about.
But he's not. But is he? Okay. But is he better though? Is he better than Josh, Lamar, and Patrick?
When he played Patrick, who played better? When he played him.
He's not better though. He's
when
not better
he played Patrick, who
he's
played
not
better?
Better
so,
though.
When he played Lamar, who played better? Hold on, Sheldon. Are you saying that Jalen Hurts is better than Patrick Mahomes?
No, it's just when he plays him, he outplays him. That's what he's, that's what you want
answer
to say.
The
you
question. Answer the question. No. Wait, Spike.
We're not talking about who's better. We're talking about who.
That is what we're talking about.
We're talking.
But we're talking about who's better.
Who's more talented? We're talking about who's better.
Exactly. We're saying who's better.
You got to put him top five based off the fact that he beat
him. Okay, that's fine. No, that's fine.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Look. Wait, hold on. I 100% agree. Jalen Hurts should be in the top five. But is he better than Patrick Mahomes? That's the question to you directly.
I don't think he's better than Patrick Mahomes if you look at the grand scheme of things. Okay. But at the same time, if you look at the whole defense. Nah, that's what I'm saying though is shit. If they match up, who's gonna win?
They both it's even. So it's not like it's a heavy sway on.
Yeah, they're one and one. They're one and one.
My thing with that is like, yeah, Jalen Hurts.
The last three games.
Jalen Hurts should be on the
list. I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts should be on the list. He should be probably where Justin Herbert is. My thing was the most egregious part is that he got Patrick Mahomes as three and Josh Allen at one. That's nuts.
That's what a lot of people – I'm seeing that a lot lately where people are putting Josh Allen at the top of these lists. And if you're going to put anybody up there, it's got to be either Patrick or – it's Patrick to me, but – the only person you could justify putting up there is Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a do-it-all quarterback. If you're going to hold anything against him, it's the fact that he ain't getting past Patrick Mahomes. So you can't – it's hard to put him above
Josh Allen either, though. List.
Oh, Josh Allen, that's what I'm saying. He's not in the question. I'm just talking about
the two. No, I'm saying I think Lamar can't get past Josh Allen. He lost to him twice in the playoffs now.
Oh, like Lamar, he can't get past Josh Allen.
I think in the sense of this list, Cam plays similar to Josh Allen. So I think he gives that a lot more credit than he does a Lamar Jackson or he does a Patrick Mahomes. I don't think that's right, but I think that's why he has him listed number one on this list. Also, I do like you have to give him a certain amount of credit too for playing the quarterback position, going 15-1 and winning that MVP and saying, I'm looking at Jalen Hurts and this ain't that. Like he plays on a really good team. They have a lot of weapons. The scheme is great. It fits what he's supposed to do. Like Cam Newton wasn't getting benched in college. So he can't relate to someone like Jalen Hurts, who y'all are telling me, oh, yeah, he shows up and does what he got to do. Like that's John Stockton. John Stockton can't go talk to Penny Hardaway and be like, oh, yeah, we're the same caliber of point guards, regardless of the amount of assist or whatever it is he got. Penny go still look at him and be like, bro, you can't do what I do. And I think that's how Cam is looking at Jalen Hurts.
Well, can I interject here? I think I want to read what Cam said. So I think that's important because he did explain why. And this is the transcript. I pulled this directly from the video. So, and I think his co-host accused him of hating on Jalen Hurts. And, you know, he said he was going to ask him about it. He said, it's not that. It's like, when I'm looking at this list, your team needs you. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to grade Jalen Hurts with the metrics that he, with the talent that he has around. But I was asking you that, too. It's like, it's tough because you don't really get to see everything. You're not. And I told him that. It's like, bro, Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. But basically, where is it? Is a great quarterback. And he went on to talk about, like, all of the talent that he has around him. He said, do not get it twisted. We're talking about what they bring to the table, right? Holistically, it's hard to judge Jalen Hurts, what Jalen Hurts can do when you throw it to a guy like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. And then he mentioned the dominant defense. And then he talked about the tight end. So in his mind, Jalen Hurts, the reason why he was left off is because he has everything he needs. And that is why he's winning these games. That's what he's saying.
Doesn't Joe Burrow have everything he needs?
He does not.
What is he missing?
He didn't have a he didn't have the defense.
So why are you asking questions that
my thing is, it's funny how doesn't Jared Goff have everything he needs? It's funny to me how certain people bring up Jalen has took more heat than Jared Goff has. Nobody's even mentioned the fact that he lost to a wild card team that most people felt shouldn't even been there. Ain't nobody talked bad about Jared Goff yet. I ain't heard nobody mention nothing about him. He's flown under the radar this whole time. That's what people should be looking at.
The problem is, if I'm Jalen Hurts, I shouldn't even be in the same conversation.
The
reason why I brought him up is because
the same conversation. Jared Goff. To me, Jared Goff isn't. No one has any. We treat Jared Goff like Baker Mayfield. He's a rich man's Baker Mayfield in my mind.
In fact,
right. But if he's in your
like,
top,
it's like, yeah, five, he's there, but he's not there to be bragged about.
But, like, but if Jalen Hurts, compared to Jared Goff.
No. If he's in your top six, why was he in your top six then? If he's he failed as miserably as he has, why is he top six quarterback to most people? I don't get that.
I don't think he's top six. I think he's top 10, but like bottom five.
I don't think he's like, Trankman. I agree with that.
He probably jumped to eight on my list. I don't agree with the list. Him having Patrick at three is what invalidates this list to me. I don't even give a damn about the Jalen Hurts thing is one thing, but to say Patrick Mahomes for what he's done is insane.
Was his list a lifetime award or was it this past season?
It's what he values coming up. It's what he values right now.
Oh, okay. Because that makes a difference. Because when you look at where they are presently, then I don't have as much of a problem with much of it. I don't really matter.
I don't see how anybody is on the same level as Patrick Mahomes. Like they're in my opinion, there are only three tiers of quarterback in the NFL. It's Patrick Mahomes, then it's Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and
Joe
Burrow, and then it's everybody else. Those are quarterback teams.
You know, and everybody know I love Jalen Hurts. And the reason why, and I'm going to make this clear, the reason why I take up for him and the reason why I put him so high on my list, and I do have him, at, you can say fourth or fifth for me. It don't really matter to me. But the reason why I have him so high is because I understand that in sports, there are intangibles that matter. And it's not just the talent. You want talent on the field. Who doesn't have talent on the field? Like you, that's the point. But at the same time, it's how you galvanize those players. It's how you get everything organized. It's who's the leader on the field. It's not a question who the Philadelphia Eagles leader is. And it's not a question when it's time to be made a play that he's going to step up and make a play. That's why you give him his credit. You give him his credit where it's due. He's going to make a play when he needs to make a play, right? And this man also, everybody talks about the system stuff. I know y'all seen it because I was thinking the other day the same thing. He's had six coordinators.
Move on, man.
Balling, get that man his credit.
Stop it, bro. You do all this rah-rah, Navy, Army shit, man. We don't like he is who he is.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, that's Cam. When are we doing our list? We got that schedule yet? If not, it's fine.
Not yet. We gotta come. We'll probably start next week, honestly.
All right, cool.
I want to say where we should start. I mean, we could probably start with.
But no, we don't have to make an announcement tonight. Right, I was just asking.
I do want to ask. Do y'all care about tight end positions?
Yeah.
It depends. Like you asking.
We can't lump them in with pass catchers, bro. Because like, there's not going to be a tight end there. So I think they need their own list.
But there's only two of them.
We should only do a top five. We shouldn't do a top 10.
We only doing top fives for outside of quarterbacks. Seven.
FIFO.
I thought we did top 10 wide receivers.
We need to make it. We need to cut it down.
Let's cut it down. Let's make it challenging. Top five.
Ain't no point in doing a seven. Who gives a fuck about six?
Let's make it challenging, FIFO. Five. Give me five.
Outside of quarterbacks, quarterbacks will do 10. But
FIFO, speaking of top five, Trey Lance will be starting tomorrow night for the Chargers. Thursday night. So your guy get to start.
Hey, man.
You talk about 4 years ago, bro.
Can't sweep that shit out here and go to the next topic, man. I give a shit about you.
Hello, podcast fans. I'm Bradley Simpson. When I think about the stories that stayed with me, one that immediately comes to mind is Ratatouille. A talented rat who just wants to cook. And honestly, I was glued to my screen straight away. And now I'm hooked on FX's The Bear on Disney+. I love everything about it. I love the styling, the tension, the drama. It's the best thing I've watched in ages. Only the greatest stories stay with you for a lifetime. And honestly, it's true. So, what will be your next great story on Disney+?
Copyright 2025 Disney and its related entities. 18+, subscription required.